Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still loving you. I'm walking down
by Jay Hatter, and the singer and music writer is Even Shy, and you are here with Deborah Lee and Jay Hatter for Open Poetry. This is a team of voices, and we are a radio group, chat group at allpoetry.com. If you remember, click the group tab and look us up, a team of voices. If you are not a member, it's free to join allpoetry.com, and when you get there, hit that groups tab and come knock on the door, a team of voices. And tonight, we have a variety of poems for you, and let's get this show on the road. Say hello, Hatter.
Hello, Hatter.
Hello, Hatter. Now say, hello, Sky, Sky, Sky.
Hi.
Sky, Sky.
Hello, Hatter. I just wanted to be cool like Hatter.
Sky, Sky,
Sky. Hi, Deb.
Hello. Glad you're here. I think that your poem is a good place to start because I'm anxious to see what you brought. And
my computer,
you may just I'm sorry?
I might just need a minute because I literally just walked in the door and my computer is starting up.
Okay, no problem at all. I just wanted to make sure if you were in a hurry that I would accommodate. And we might only do an hour, Hatter. I just didn't want there to be two nights without a show.
Yeah,
you know?
That's fine.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, there, we have a couple of sound clips in the studio. I brought one that I wrote just because the picture was pretty and never brought it anywhere. So I was like, oh, cool, let me bring this one out. So I think that you should find one as well, Hatter. Just saying.
Okay, I'm looking at it
now. Too bad I didn't write to that thing yet because I could have brought it here, but I haven't written to it yet. I do have to wait an insane amount of time. I love being ahead on your Monday prompts, but then I'm like, oh, I can't wait for the show so I can read this one.
Right? Oh, that picture
like
I found yesterday was incredible. Like I said, it wasn't something I could just put in your sky folder. I had to send it right to you. I was blown away. So I'll be anxious to see what you do with that one.
I actually have that one in my to be written on my links already. I just have to. Well, my computer is like really slow. This is awful.
Yeah, right. Tell me about it. I was looking, like, I'm trying to click on it real quick while I'm running my mouth because, like, let me see. Sky says, no way. I think I've added a couple since I spoke to you last because it says 1, 3, 4. Anyway. Yeah. So.
I love that you
folders
think of
are, right, well, sometimes I can't help it when I'm looking for a photo while I'm thumbing through, you know, all these photos are like, oh, wow, this one would love that, or, oh, wow, that one would love that. And I started, like, dividing them by hair color or overall color, and I'm like, that was kind of lame. How about if I just give people their own folder and just keep throwing the pictures that I stumble across in there and, you know, pull them out when I need them. And it just got out of hand. Like I said, somebody stop me.
Okay, I'm going to try to read on my phone, I guess. Because it's not working.
Okay,
if you want me to go
let
for
me go in there and get that link. So give me a second. I could put a sound clip on if you are not ready to sit down and read.
If you have a few minutes to do a sound clip. I wasn't planning to read and run really fast. So
okay,
I can hang out with you
for a little while. Hatter's a little more talkative than this, but maybe.
Oh, I'm going
to. Oh, I don't want to talk. I don't mind talking to you. That's fine. I'll talk to you.
Cool. Plus, I did send him to go find a poem to read tonight as well. So I think what I'll do is we will kick off the poetic portion of tonight with a song poem by Budo. So as soon as I find, there is a team of voices. So I was going to say, as soon as I find the dang board, okay, there is Budo's. So if you guys click on that, and we can all sit back and listen to Budo. And I'm headed to the studio to do that right now. come. I don't know which one I liked more, the deep lyrics to his song or the music that he put with it. There was such a gentle feel in the strum. There was an underlying sadness in his voice and in the words. No, I can't get you, girl. No, I can't get you out of my mind. It's like he's tortured or haunted by her. He just can't get her out of his mind. And it showed in his tone. In the beginning there, maybe I can compromise. Then it comes as no surprise. I take the good in the world and channel it deep inside. And the first two lines, compromise. Compromise is good. Compromise works as long as both are willing, you know. You can't always be the one that does the compromising. And sometimes you have to look at that pretty hard. Down a little further, would you then realize you no longer need to run and hide and have us back as one and have you by my side? It's like, you know, like he's banging his head on the wall trying to get her to realize that they could be okay, but it just doesn't seem to happen. And it hits pretty hard on Christmas morning, I see. So it's like I felt a lot of the sadness and the ache. And one last time, I'll say it again, I really love the music he put to this one. What do you think, Sky?
Oh, I thought it was excellent. And, you know, as for tone, I think that when you write a certain piece away, I know that I do that too. You have to kind of, it's almost like whether the piece is fictional or personal or you're in that space in which you wrote it, because sometimes we write pieces and we may not be in that particular space still, but it still requires that tone. We kind of have to put on that voice of in which is appropriate for that tone and for that message. And I think that is what you speak. And I do that too as well quite often. And sometimes you're like, oh, I could hear it in your voice. And it's the tone in which it is meant to be delivered. And Dan did that wonderfully. I have to agree, the music behind it was what I really, it was kind of like a laid back, but also kind of like a sweet lullaby almost to oneself, reminiscing of what once was and what they hope might be again and how they might get back to that place. And I think holidays many times bring that feeling back. Think, make you reminisce of and miss things that maybe you've kind of put in the back of your mind for a little while. And no matter how far back they are, I think holidays do kind of make that present a little bit more and make you feel it a little bit more harshly, I think. And the lyrics, excellent. And just always his voice and his music was just was such a wonderful accompaniment for the piece itself. And I see at the bottom it says it's been a while and it feels good. And I'll tell you what, Dan, it does sound good also. So do what you do best. Well done.
Awesome comment. And Hatter, I was going to say comment and then read, but are you switching poems?
No, I just put two, so we have a choice.
Oh, okay. Well, I put the first one on the chat wall unless you don't want to read it. But
okay.
Will you comment first, please?
That's fine. Yeah, as far as the Buddha's, what came to my mind is the lyrics. The girl living with me is bringing me down. She said she could never be free while I was around. That was Ticket to Ride. It's got to be a true piece of history for him. He's been there that Christmas morn. I remember my first Christmas alone. Just tore me up. I can relate. Okay.
Awesome comment, Heather. So Poets and Paperbacks is on the 4th.
That's right. I hate it, but I had the group, and then it just jumped into mine and your conversations. That's a long one. Okay, here we go. Poets and Paperbacks, one of my favorite titles anyway. It goes like this. Poets and paperbacks with pain-ridden skies, or pain-ridden cries, the painters of heartaches and sorrow-filled skies. Passion, when no one is near, lines on their faces counting the years. A thief of thoughts crowded your mind, poets and paperbacks a sentence in time. Daydreams at midnight and nightmares at dawn. The days now feel shorter and the nights feel too long. Poets and paperbacks.
Well, sure said a lot in 4 couplets, Hatter. Poets and paperbacks with pain-ridden cries, the painters of heartaches and sorrow-filled skies. With that spot-on rhyme and flow that you always bring. And I'll take 2 and leave 2 for sky. So I'll go at number 3 as well. A thief of thoughts crowding your mind, poets and paperbacks, a sentence in time. I looked at the photo of him sitting there, and it looks like he's just spent. And then I listened to you read. Your words are always amazing, Hatter. And like I said, the rhyme and flow, that trademark Hatter meter, you just bring it over and over and over again. And I keep biting my tongue because I really want to jump on that closing stanza or couplet, but that's skies. So I will shut my mouth, but I will tell you this is a really awesome brevity, Hatter. And I'm going to let Sky give you the comment on your brilliance now.
Yeah, you know, for some reason, when you say poets and paperbacks and the whole tone of the piece, it reminds me of, do you know that in places like, I won't name any places of business, but a lot of places of business that sell books order them, and they don't sell in their paperbacks, they can't redistribute them. So when they get returned to the return center, they have to rip the cover of the paperback books off so that it can't be used again. So if you over-order paperback books, you can't redistribute them. You literally have to rip the cover off and throw the book away. And it is like unbelievable. It is insane. But that discardment that I, in memory of what I'm thinking of, and the sadness of something that someone has put so much passion into something like that, right? And this is why I it's reminiscent of your poem, because though there might be different perspectives and meanings, it has the same emotion. We're writers of passion when no one is near, lines in their faces counting the years. And then the thief of thoughts crowding your mind, poets and paperbacks, a sentence in time. It reminds me of that, you know, these brief-lived, you know, things or essence of passion that are tucked in these little novels or these paperbacks, kind of like us and poets, and then perhaps that fleetingness and that dwindling and that coming to an end, and then sadness in that, and that's why it reminded me of that you know, that time where I've learned what actually happens behind the scenes and what emotion that brought to me. Your poem reminded me of that sadness, but through a obviously a different message and a different set of eyes, but still the same sentiment, so as which I took it as. Really, really well done.
Thank you. Yeah.
Awesome comments, guys. So I put the one I brought on the board. I don't know, there's just something about this photo. I got the feel of daffodils, and that was my mom's favorite flower, so I couldn't scroll past it. And then she had dark hair, and it was just like, oh, come on, you can write about this. And then all of a sudden, poof, I had a poem. So it's called, you see it, Hatter?
I was trying to figure out where in my picture you saw that, but you're not talking about mine anymore. Okay.
Oh, no.
Let me get it.
I'm sorry.
I got it now.
Okay. Tell me when you're there.
Yeah, I'm there. Yellow.
Cool. Okay. So anyhow, it's called Dandelion Daydream Neath the Candied Clouds. And here we go. Singing songs with the blackbirds as dandelion petals surf on the breeze, the queen of the daffodil field dances neath the weeping willow trees. Dressed in a yellow chiffon gown, ivy vine crown, and two naked feet, grasshoppers bounce and crickets chirp, with the woodpeckers rap-tap the beat. Sunshine lights the cornflower view, the hues cover the canopied sky. Lemon drop clouds float on the air, spiraling like the lace butterfly. Honeysuckle perfumes the wind, mixed with the buttercups and lilies. Traces of iris and primrose, hibiscus, snapdragons, and daisies. Honeybees dart from buds to blooms, then circle back to the honeycombs as three weasels wrestle and play by the statues of garden gnomes. And poem.
Tab,
pretty good, huh?
Oh, yeah, excellent. I would love to call in first. I thought this was such an excellent piece. I mean, you always bring such a wealth of description and images when you write. And you bring in, again, where you bring in, here we go. I'm going to start right from the beginning and make my way down here. The blackbirds and dandelion petals surf on the breeze. So I love when poets make creative metaphors such as surfing on the breeze and kind of bring in that personification by using acts that aren't really happening. But I just really love the idea of and then they kind of do surf because the petals are curved and they're kind of just gliding the breeze. But I never quite thought about it that way. So I think that is so creative and really unique way to, I guess, interpret and process the world around you and nature, which I love to do. I love to see rather in poetry. And then again, you bring in so many creatures like the grasshoppers bounce and the crickets chirp and the woodpeckers tap. So you're bringing in the visuals, but now you're bringing in the sound. So you're having such a plethora of sunshine lights, the cornflower view and the hues of canopied sky. So you're bringing in that sense of warmth again, the feeling. So I just think it's wonderful how you enrapture all the senses. And then again, you bring in even more flowers with the buttercups and the lilies and the iris and the primrose. And it's like this, all these flowers popping out. And I especially liked that you brought in the hibiscus snapdragons. I thought that was really creative as well. And then I love that you brought these little garden gnomes at the end, kind of like just tucked in away. And I think that it's a beautiful picture, but I think your description far past the picture, because the picture is beautiful in itself, but your descriptions have so many other diverse things within it. And if you close your eyes, your imagination kind of leaps with your images that far surpasses the picture, though the picture is beautiful. Really, really well done.
Oh. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, you can definitely take a folder of different pictures and know which picture you're talking about. So it's well written to the picture, but you forgot one thing. You know, it looks like buttered popcorn.
It does look, the clouds do look like it. But here's the thing, Hatter. I was sitting there, and I was zooming in on the beauty and Popcorn Clouds were too abstract. They didn't go with all the beautiful flowers.
No, even down on the ground. Even down on the ground. Even down on the ground. It looks like they're standing.
No, I see them. I do, and I could write another one, and she could be the Popcorn Princess, but this one, the popcorn just didn't fit.
It's the author's note in nod to that song, and it was all yellow.
Yeah,
well, that's why her
I love
dresses
that song.
Popped up.
We'll play.
Was that a little nod to it? Sorry, Hatter.
Yes, it is.
I was just saying the reason her dress is popped up like that is the popcorn's popping up. That was coming up here.
Well, it sounds to me like you almost have that poem wrote, Hatter. Maybe you should jump on that. But maybe you should also say hello to AP. Hey, AP, welcome to the
show.
We're debating popcorn or no popcorn in my last poem.
I agree with that. This might not fit into this one.
My little whimsical piece for that one was the gnomes. I just don't think the popcorn would have given the same image if I put them in there. Just saying. But right behind AP, it looks like Wayne Gent. So let me let him in the room.
Hello, guys.
Wayne.
How you doing?
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
AP, Hatter, Sky, Deb.
Glad you're here.
Hello.
Glad to be here. I'm sorry I'm a little late.
Oh, that's okay. AP, are you on your lunch break?
I am on my lunch break. It's exactly what I'm on.
Would you like to read next?
If I could, that would be lovely. I'm just in the midst of finishing my poem, actually.
If you finish that up, because Sky was waiting for her computer to have the nerve to update on her. So she's ready, and you could go after her if that works.
Perfect.
Okay, so I will grab Sky's poem. Oops, somebody moved my board. Okay, here is Sky's, and I'm on my way back with it.
So I brought this from Deb because I know that you are doing a lot of work for my, and Wayne actually, because he's here too now, you both are doing a lot of work for my Dungeons & Dragons series. So
lots of homework.
So I thought I would bring one of mine because I waited to read mine at the end and everybody kind of dropped off. So I thought that... I would show you that I'm doing the work too. Don't worry.
Awesome. Sounds like a plan. Take it away.
And I usually don't write for my own shows, but I am for the D&D one. So this is called Aethra. And then you could read all the author's notes later to figure out how I put it in. But it is all the stuff. This is when we did the generated character one. So Aethra by Sky Darkcall. There is a foreshadow of footpath. A long row of winter houses, silent summer journey, all hollow in luster and memory. For the path ahead is translucent, as clear taphite gemstone left behind resembles the gray sapphire that burnishes my skin. But this clarity, these moments of foresight are ambiguous, such as all fortune. And even with the skilled draft of hands, the black and white sketches that still life, I cannot draw from within how journeys will in fact unfold. And of the past, well, there are glimpses, a dragon of gold and diamond desire, debts that must be paid, the thief I became and the thief that owes me still, fair goblins pitied, twinned with wizard enemies, and of course, the farthest back, the fingers of child clutching cloak, a grief and misfortune left kinless upon the steps of sage bower. But as the child grew from helpless to the Gizri, master to rogue, somewhere within that path I became something that only echoed past self, something apart a separateness that longed for solitude, a solitude of dark caverns lined with schists of compassion and the rage of deeper foundations, those that were built of brick scars, bordered with disappointment and death-dealing hands. And it was only for the time so brief within that memory, the child, the Gizrai, the rogue, and I, of what I knew of myself then, became one, whole and empty. It was at the grace of her smile, but as all things in the forgotten realm of past, present, seeming future, she was also lost and replaced a small trinket box of buttons, multicolored and meaningless. I sift them in palm, a nightly ritual I have come to endure one by one. Count them like the ticks of the clock, as if they too mock me with defeat. But then the rage settles in, a fuel of defeat. But I have not of defeat, but of something else entirely, something made flesh from inside soul power, the blade that wields, the will of the wielder, the grief that I bear, the hunger and thirst. And yes, there is love. It is then I find the will to stop counting ticks, to pocket buttons that are indeed meaningless in the most meaningful kind of way. It is then I grip the hilt of the soul knife, red-lit eyes burning like coals in the dark, like bloodlust turned to passage. For it is then I find such meaning in life. Each time death creeps in like a villain, wanting things of surrender will not yield. And hope.
Damn, Sky, you obviously went hog wild with the details from the characters, because some of the stuff as you were reading, I could remember during my homework, my endless homework for the Dungeons and Dragons shows. I remember stuff like the trinket boxes and what was in there and what values might be on them later. And it made me wonder when you got to the part about your useless pieces in there. I actually scrolled down to the bottom to see if that was what you were said, and it says a small box filled with different size buttons, which brought a question to my mind aside from your poem. Can you make those buttons special disappearing, like you throw one on the ground and you disappear? Can you do whatever you want with those buttons, or because that card says they are just buttons, are they just buttons?
Well, it's your story, so I guess you could do whatever you want, really.
Okay, because I mean the details here are like crazy good, and your story. I kept waiting for more to see where you're gone, and it was only for a time so brief within that memory, the child, back to those trinkets, in replace a small trinket box of buttons, multicolored and meaningless. I don't know why the box of buttons made me feel sad, especially that word meaningless. I mean, everything has some kind of meaning. Those buttons meant something to somebody. So I don't. You never know how something might hit me. I guess it's the Gemini in me, you know, but I'm all over the place with this one. But I could hear the history and the lesson that you, or the knowledge that you were giving us on your character as you went through. So you did a brilliant job investing us in this, in Athra. So I think that you did an amazing job, and I get it. I don't write for my shows either, but you have to write for these, because if not for you and Stephen, I wouldn't have a clue. Because I admit I know nothing about Dungeons and Dragons other than what you are forcing me, twisting my arm, and making me do homework on. But seriously, your details are incredible, and I just learned a lot just by listening to you read what you put into this. So, bravo, Miss. And
thank you, Deb.
Wait.
Do you know what I Do you know what I love most? I'm just going to make you laugh. Do you know what I love most about Dungeons & Dragons? Is because you get to create characters. So that's why I want you guys to make me a bunch of characters. Yeah.
Yeah, well, when you already have a grasp of the original concept and what's going on, you know, it becomes a little more fun to go into details with the characters. But when you first sat us down with all this information, it was like, for me, I was a little bit overwhelmed, like, okay, now what does she want me to do? And then, stupid move on my part, I went and read what Stephen wrote, and he's like, if this was a contest, he would have already won the gold hands down, because, like, wow, he's not having too much fun. I'm teasing you about all the homework, but I am learning a lot of stuff about this, and it's forcing me to write in a different direction, so I thank you for that.
Okay.
But yours is awesome. And Wayne, did you know much about Dungeons & Dragons before you started with this homework?
I didn't know nothing about it, and this is amazing what she wrote here. I got a lot of work to do on my character, I know that. I can't believe all the details you had. I had to go back and look and find the details that you put in the AN. This guy couldn't even pick them out when he's reading it. And I kept saying, well, she's this, she's that. And then I suddenly looked at AN. I said, I got to go back and find where you had them kind of hidden in there. And it's amazing the way you did this. I got a lot of work to do and a lot of long ways to go to get even near this. This is amazing. I can't believe you did such a good job on this. And when he's reading it, I couldn't tell what the traits were almost because it's so smooth. But great job. I'm amazed. I'm simply amazed.
Thank you, Bob.
Great job with this. Great job. I've got a lot of work to do to catch up. So you made this character from nowhere. You started this character from scratch. It's just a character that never existed. You started and did all this.
Yeah. I'm doing what you guys do. I'm not going to go off a kilter. Everything I make you guys do, I'm going to do.
Wow. This is amazing. Great job. Like I say, great job with the poem.
Thank you.
Awesome. Comma and Hatter?
I think I missed something. Everybody's got a character. Did I miss? Is this something that's ongoing?
Don't even get us started, Hatter.
It's not too late. It is once a month, Hatter, over at Poetic Slice. So once a month I do a D&D show. You can go check out the topics, yeah. And it will be ongoing.
Okay.
Do you know Dungeons
and Dragons? I did pick up on that trinkets thing. It's like, take my money, take my car, take my house, but you take my mom's bag of marbles or my grandma's little trinket that I keep, I'd go to war.
Thank you, Hatter.
So you probably have some fun with this, Hatter.
Yeah, I had a look for things like that. More fun.
You should check out her topic. Because we did two so far, right?
Yep.
Okay, this is Dungeons & Dragons characters.
And I'm starting, the first one was just a generalized so that you knew kind of what the end product would look like by using a generator. But from now on, I'm going from scratch. So now we're just focusing on learning the races.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
We're cramming our heads with so much information that we're going little in the corner, but we're showing up with Paul.
Okay. Okay, I'll just ask you at the end of the class.
You got to send him the generator. I'll bug him to get into it.
You can just write about a race. You don't have to do the whole, you know, kit and caboodle down. It's just little bit. You're just writing about a race. You don't have to do the whole generator. I only did the generator once to show you what your end product is. Now I'm going to go step by step and teach you so that you can do it yourself and not use a generator, so that you can make your own character however you want at the very end, which will be very far away.
Her generator gave me a big, beautiful black panther in clothes. So I am a key
that
kitty.
That was so awesome. Yeah, I actually made a list on my personal page where I'm putting all your poems that you guys write for me on my page all together in a list. Everybody who writes for me for this series will be there. So.
Now, what information do you put into this generator to create a character? What information goes
Well, we're
in
not
there?
Using the generator anymore. But they have, like, this online generator that will generate a character for you. But I want you guys to eventually be able to use to do your own character so that you get to put in all the details you want to be happy with your own character. But first, that I have to teach you guys what your options are, which is why we're going a little bit
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Okay. Oh. All right.
So, hey, Pete, would you like to comment on Sky, and are you ready to read?
Yes, I am. Yeah, so, see, I sort of, in the days of Dungeons & Dragons Sky, that, you know, orcs were the sort of things that sort of were the low-level sort of things that you sort of carved up to get experience points and move up through the chain, you see. So... when I think of orcs, I sort of think of, you know, armies of stuff that are coming towards a bloody great big sword and are getting carved up. And so this was a really interesting sort of experience for me because, you know, we were actually finding out about a character and going into great depth with that character and understanding that character. I thought that was really cool.
Thank you, AP.
Awesome comment, and I see yours, so if everyone will click on AP's poem, he can take us away.
Well, for some reason, and this is an ode, for no good reason other than I haven't written an ode before, it's an ode to the low country, and it goes a little bit like this. Rolls the heavy mist in Eve's caress, crosses over sands without a murmur, joins the grasses and marshes in press. A white wall layered by night lies firmer. Enjoined the whispers of the lands, those low echoes bay as cattle slow, seeking their kin over these moors, their eyes taken by the whitened roe. Gone the gums and wattled by sand, their bark tenuous hanging within band, tails wave unseen as uncertainty gnaws. For what use eyes hear evermore as vision lost, simply white to bind, perfume dank and dull of salt raw, its tang fresh is with freshly cut rind. So the night passes and its wiles weep, your presence so close yet far brook, and abundance of softness in your boughs is lost to the sight that lovers keep. They find in the presence your nook that I can find without needing to look and lay there by the passing hours. As these mists of spring soon to stray, whiles the heat of summer will renew, I join presents and sheets as lay, surrounded within by our shared dew, and the smell of the grill lately torn with the sizzle of eggs from the loft, seen the mist sail to their demise, bottom lost coffee and scents worn, while the clink of teaspoon soft, as milk is stirred in cups, soon aloft, in poem.
Wow. This is actually really gorgeous. Starting with the photo, excuse me, that photo is gorgeous. The sky is incredible. And then you sat there and you brought to life in your words, right from the get-go, rolls the heavy mist in Eve's caress, crosses over sands without a murmur. There's a beautifulness to that. I can see it. And there's that the movement with no sound. Without a murmur, I like the way that sounds. There was something really. Oh, their eyes taken by the whitened roe, gone the gums and wattle by stand. Now, only because I know that the gum is a tree, is a wattle as well.
Yes, small shrub. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going by the visuals there, which are gorgeous. I like, and then I have heard Wayne say, I guess someone else, when you read, for what use eyes hear evermore. I don't know why I heard him say that, but I did. Maybe too much Tic-Mac-Po. But so the night passes and its wiles weep, your presence so close yet far brook. An abundance of softness in your bowers is lost to the sight that lovers keep. where find in a presence your nook that I can find without needing to look, and I can lay there by the passing hours. And it's just like, oh, I can just, I mean, that there's something so gorgeous there, and the thought, you're lost in thought. Time's flying by, you don't even realize because you're so, like you're, the vision's in your head, the vision's in your heart, the vision's in you, you don't even have to look. And then I'll stop stealing lines of this in just a minute, Sky. As these mists of spring soon to stray, whilst the heat of summer will renew. Your wording is always so different and vivid and beautiful. And I'll say it one more time. You really, really enchanted this photo. You totally brought it to life. I could picture the sky even without the photo, but it's the feeling of the, I don't know if wistfulness is the right word I'm looking for, but the inner peace maybe, yet not totally tamed because you're sitting there thinking of someone too far away as that time passes. So there's a lot of emotion in here. I think that this is incredible, and you just finished it. You really do like to show off. I can't help saying that you are a show off, AP. You know it. Stuff like this is why we call you that. It's a beautiful poem.
Thank you.
Hatter, you want to comment for AP?
Yeah, I had a hard time following the aspect as it was read, but that's probably because of the medication I took. But I see Tang got a shout out. A Tang Fresh, or you mean it as a tangy? Sorry. Yeah, I have to read it again. It seems like, oh, where's the one? Where it is, but it's like the one stood out. I was following it along. I thought I had it, and then it got abstract, and it went to a different meaning. So I sort of lost it. Yeah.
Yeah. It changed halfway through. It's exactly what it did.
Okay. It was all the words are there. I liked when you came back and you rhymed. I could feel, taste the rhyme as you came around to it. Each time it was easily read, it's just that the abstract at the end got me.
Yeah, no, I got it. Yeah, because it did flip. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think
good
what happened
though,
when
man.
It flipped was he was smelling that food on the grill, and it took him in a different direction.
Yeah.
Tickled his appetite. Yeah. In a different way there. And Sky, what did you think?
Oh, I think it was excellent. I think I missed the abstractness because I actually started, and I might be totally wrong in my interpretation, but towards the end is when it was really coming in for me with the emotion and the direction that it was going. And I think when you first bring in the eyes and the vision lost, simple white, to bind perfume, dank and dull of salt, raw. It's fresh with freshly cut rind. It makes me think of when you mix perfume and the dull salt. It makes me think of something very reminiscent of memory that tasted of perfume, perhaps of another person, a partner that does have that rind when you're kind of sobering in remembrance. But it's sadder. So, and especially when you're bringing in words like while I swear I can talk. Whew, let me slow down. While to weep, as I actually am a pretty bad stutterer at times. So let me slow down. But then, so you bring in this entire memory thought of and perhaps sad, and then it really brings in and it really closes out for me at the end with that emotion, thinking perhaps and reminiscing of a time of this beautiful memory that I can't help but see, where you say, and even in the sultriness of it, our joined presence in sheets as lie, surrounded within by our shared dew, that sweat, that lovingness of two people intimate with one another, and bringing in that even that dew on bodies. And then perhaps the morning, the smell of sizzling eggs and a loft and mist that, you know, breakfast, and it makes me think of breakfast in bed and coffee and all those beautiful, yep, warm things. You know, the penultimate stanza, there's still a lingering sadness, because perhaps it is not, it is something that is in memory form. I thought this was really incredible. I really loved this one, AC. I loved the emotion and the image and how you brought in this. For me, and I don't, like I said, I might be wrong, but a memory, a very beautiful memory that does have some lingering sadness, perhaps because it is lost.
Yeah.
Really, really well done.
No. It's very well read, very insightful, Sky. It was the general to start with, then it went into the actual memory off the general, and then the milk sort of circled back to the cows at the start.
Awesome comments, Guy. And Wayne, two things before you,
yes,
comment. Did you bring a poem? And if you did,
yes, I did.
I
posted it, and so it should be posted in there. And yeah, I did bring one. And this poem is a wonderful job. We did this. It's a very much good detail, and you can see, hear the emotion in your voice, in your voice, and in the poem. It's like the first thing you hit. You talk about the sight of everything, and then you went into the taste with the one line I liked a whole lot. And at the end of it, he's talking about the smell. So you had all the senses covered real well. I like that stanza, as vision lost, simply white to bind, perfume dark and dull of salt raw, is tang fresh with a freshly cut rind. There's good rhyme in that and good flow. Your whole poem is balanced well, and you got a lot of emotion in this, and did a great job describing this place, and a very good job. I enjoyed it. Great job with the read, too.
Thanks, Juan. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome comment. So do you have to go, AP?
Well, I think you're only having a short show, aren't you, Deb? I can stick around for a little while.
Cool.
Yeah, well, I'll stick around for that, for sure.
Awesome. All right. And Wayne,
yes,
not one on my board, but does it happen to be My Kingdom Awaits?
Yes, that's it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you just put it on Crystal Show for tomorrow, so I will grab that and take it off the wrong board. And here it is, if you will go ahead and read for us.
All right. It's called My Kingdom Awaits, and it goes like this. As goldenrod rays of the solar god began to show, my ornamental village was submerged in emerald fog below. The illumination cracked the stagnant siege on my hut, forging trailing plants, shadows to dance with my gut. The tusk-cursed killer moved to the sound of the zither. No life exists, having regal sun or jade jungle either. They was the pursuer, chasing the periwinkle stars away. Then the bard of the majestic mountains made my world sway. Cobalt sky ignited my kingdom to a soft crimson glow. My comrades awakened to mingle of antelope slow. Honeydew air tickled the teriyaki sycamore trees, making the coconut palm trees giggle in the breeze. Morning dive from the waterfall, such a delightful, relaxing delight. Blossom bouquets of springtime flowers, a jeweled sight. My kingdom, a jungle of turquoise water we drank, with a mission to caress thorax god of gods to heavenly thank. In.
Great poem, Wayne. My Kingdom Awaits.
I got a tune on that one.
Yeah, I really like that title. Is this... Oh, it's pending. Congratulations. And gold winner. Wow.
Yeah.
As the goldenrod rays of the solar god begins to show, my ornamented village was submerged in imperial fog below. The illumination cracked the stagnated siege of my hut, forging trailing plant shadows to dance with my gut. Just the imagery there, I can see it. I can see it, and I can see some of the like my crayons are shining through, the goldenrod crayon. I was like, ooh. And this one isn't one of mine, and it isn't me giving you a word bank. So I love when I see the words that you use now that have been in the word banks. I think that's so awesome. And then at the end, that last stanza, morning dive from waterfall, such a relaxing delight, blossoming bouquets of springtime flowers, a jeweled sight. My kingdom, a jungle where turquoise waters we drank, with missions to caress thorax of gods to heavenly thank. I like the images. I like the story that you pulled in here. I say again, congrats on that gold and on pending.
It's the first time I read it since I wrote it, so it's kind of hard reading it, but you read it better than I do.
Oh. No, nobody reads somebody else's better than they do, Wayne.
No.
But I think it came out great. Did a great job.
Thank you.
Potter, what did you think?
Yeah, Wayne does real well writing, describing actions. Lack of a better terms. And that's the visual I get, actually doing something. I'm going back and forth here. Hold on. Like the morning dive from a waterfall, such a relaxing delight. Yeah, I've done that many times. Anyway, every time you read it, it's like you take this and take me on a little journey to do something, a chore or event.
I like the action.
But, yeah, there you go.
That's because you're good at it, so it's more fun when you write that way. Sky, will you comment on Wayne and tell us about your next show before you go?
Yeah. I will be brief on my next show, too, since we could talk so much about this. this is excellent. I really love, I looked at that word bank, and those are not easy words to kind of stick in with a zither. I don't even think I've ever even used that word in general. So I think it's really cool how you were able to tie these in, which it seems so effortlessly and so beautifully and so wonderfully. And one thing about word banks is sometimes, without a skilled hand, they can be forced. And I think you did not force them. They ran smoothly, wonderfully, and you kept with this beautiful rhyme flow. I have to say my favorite part was the tree part, but the honeydew air tickled. First of all, the honeydew air tickling anything was just amazing. So honeydew air tickles with the terracotta sycamore trees. I absolutely loved the idea of the air tickling the trees. That makes me smile. And making the coconut palm trees to giggle in the breeze. So those two lines, the whole piece is wonderful, but those two lines just really, really make me smile. I think they're so creative, so clever. The use of, again, personification always makes me really, really happy. I really do love those bits of poetic devices tucked away. And the way that you kind of tell this story, I think, was pretty, you go in first perspective and into storytelling, which, again, I really, really enjoy. I can't believe the verbiage that you brought in here and the springtime flowers with jeweled sight. That, too, was a very, very good one. And you have wonderful images in here and wonderful language kind of spun to paint a picture and a story. And congrats on the gold. And for the
well, thank you very much.
Very welcome.
Well, great comment. I love the comment.
Thank you. I try. So Saturday night, like I said, I'm going to be quick because we talked so much about Disney. But Saturday night, we're celebrating Christmas in July. There's 4 vintage Christmas cartoons that are posted. You could pick one, watch it. A lot of them are short films, not maybe 10 minutes. One of them is a little bit longer. And it's really whatever inspires you. And if the decoration of a ball inspires you and you write about Christmas tree decorations, that's okay. You, wherever you want to go, No rules, no homework. You just do you this time.
Okay. Sounds like fun.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Great show, Deb. Thanks.
Thank you for calling, Sky. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Cam.
Hi, Sky.
And AP, you comment?
Yeah, of course. Fun. Wait, I like some of the rhymes. Zither and either is cute, and thank and drank is a cute way of getting into those rhymes. But I think for me the fun bit is just the sort of words that happened on past, for want of a better word. And so mingling with antelopes and the terracotta sycamore and the coconut palms and the turquoise water and the thorax of gods, they're just sort of words that you wouldn't normally sort of associate with the word, with what you're seeing in the rhyme, and that's kind of fun. And so I think that's the bit I really liked, as I said, was just the words that happened on by.
Thank you. That's cool. It's fun writing it.
Awesome comment. And I have Frank's on the board. If you click it, I will push the sound piece, and then Hatter will read the last poem. So click on Poetic Picasso, and I'll push Frank's right now.
There is the brute of savage in all of us, just waiting to be then unleashed to the world. A fierce beast of sundry names and continences, with a celeritous tear that few ever survive. The beast that I bespeak of today is the most vile of all the kingdom of the species upon the earth. For his throne is built upon rows of bones and skulls of victims that succumbed to his carnal predation. His game is the most perilous seduction seen. His whore is a never-ending nightmare of ghastly death. An island of vacuity and the lasciferous disport. A random and tiny axe of a balmy sight or feast. His Mephistophelian cackle and haughty grin of pleasure haunts the innocent doomed guests of honour invited within the undaunted grew of the ominous ambages before the towering in the tenebrous balls. His delights are the perverse amusement of selected game, a stealthy hunter of decorative trophies of a collection of heads, a sadistic devil of immeasurable torture and torment exacted, disguised by his debonair persuasion in natural charm. Oh, the devil that I describe to you is very known to me, for his name is synonymous with the visible face of death, a familiar foe to those that fear becoming rotten flesh and perishing under the bold umbra of the scavengers. You see, the game had become a terrible bore, but a terrible thought had occurred to me afterwards. Animals have instinct, and man has reason to apply. Then why not hunt man for the excitement of sport? Yes, yes, what a wonderful idea. Oh, yes.
Ha, 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 ha,
Oh, yes.
Well, damn.
What a wonderful idea, Jindabum.
Damn. You know, I wrote for this person, too, and this was way better than mine, way freaky. Frank's reads are meant for this kind of poem. I even noticed that he has a folder that Sweet holds on to called Frank's Fatal Reads. Yeah, I agree with that one. The guy that he stepped into here was, I mean, a creepy serial killer. So, like, he literally stepped into this psychotic man's mind and took us on a journey. His game is the most perilous seduction scene. His horror is never ending. I mean, we're talking about a guy who had laundry chutes, but at the bottom of the laundry chute were vats of acid for the scraps from when he was done torturing someone. And he had hidden walls and soundproof rooms. And I mean, and he had money on top of it. So he used his money to expand upon his fun and bought his own crematorium. I mean, this guy's badass creepy. And so was this read and this poem. Fear becoming rotten flesh. That's like, so gross. I mean, we're talking, the details of this man were flying through my head as he was reading. Like, he took out a loan to buy the aforementioned crematorium, and then when it was time for the first payment to come due, the creditor lost his life. No more debt. So, I mean, this guy's brutal, and so is this poem and this read. Hell of a share, Frank. Thank you so much for sending that in. The details are awesome. I very much appreciate the hearing it. AP, what did you think?
Well, Sweet, as I've said many times, Deb, I am a person that basically does only light shades of grey and not black. And this is definitely a black write, you know, there's no doubt about that. And the words are black, the tone is black, the cackle and laughter is black, and it is just a very dark and evil write, and he does it very well.
Totally agree. Great comment. And Wayne, what did you think?
Man, I think I agree with Ed. It's Frank. The last couple of poems I've heard from Frank has been as dark as any poem I've ever heard. His voice carries the darkness. He writes with such great words and great narrative that it scares the hell out of me just listening to him. You know, it's a great dark poem and the quality. You can't beat the quality and the verb, the vocabulary is fabulous. And I just can't. The last two poems I heard is just the two of the darkest. Read poems and vocabulary I've ever heard. Vincent Price couldn't do as good. He just a wonderful way he does this. And already at the very top of the list when it comes to dark poems, this is at the very top. Great job. And I don't want to say, just amazing.
Great comment. And Mr. Hatter, if you would comment for Frank, and then you can read the last poem for us.
Okay. The premise of, and I guess this goes back to our core feelings of surviving, because the horror that to be hunted, I think, is something that's primarily inside of all of us, being that we at one time were not top of the food chain. I think that's one of the raw, that kind of subject would draw the raw feelings out of people. And I think that's why everybody gets that uneasy feeling when you talk about or read stories like or poems about being hunted. does a good job of it.
Awesome comment, Hatter. And your poem is on the board.
Okay. I cannot play with your toys. This. I have never wished to be someone else. I cannot play with your toys, searching for things that were never were there amongst the dreams of scared little boys. I saw you painting your soul with stain, the colors you painted your wall. You spoke of your heart and all the pain. Now you don't speak of it at all. You sometimes think and you sometimes don't. You keep crashing my emotional state. You said you will, but I know you won't. You're fuzzy and make perfect mistakes. I've never wished to be someone else. I cannot play with your toys, searching for things that never were there amongst the dreams of scared little boys.
Sam Hatter, that last line, amongst the dreams of scared little boys. Back up, though. When you said stuff at the end of each one, amongst the dreams of scared little boys, now you don't speak of it at all. You're fuzzy and make perfect mistakes amongst the dreams of scared little boys. That's the last line of each one. And for me, each one is like the bow on top of the stanza. But that third to the last, the third stanza, you sometimes think and you sometimes don't. You keep crashing my emotional state. You said you will, but I know you won't. You're fuzzy and make perfect mistakes. But there's so much sadness in the line before the last. You said you will, but I know you won't. Another powerful right, Hatter, with four little stanzas that pack a punch. And I'm noticing that I said the emotional tug in this one is very powerful. And the part that's still getting me is you spoke of your heart and all the pain. Now you don't speak of it at all. Deep stuff. I already have this one on the list. I'm glad you brought it. Great share. Wayne?
Thank you.
Hey, this is a very emotional poem. It's sentimental and touching, and I don't know where you could have came up with this. This is so much emotion. And the words you said is like, I cannot play the toys, and amongst the dreams of scared little boys. It's just every line in this is just wonderful. And what are you? Who are you talking to? Some other kid? Or are you talking to your mom or something? Or what? Who are you talking to about? Whose toys can you play with?
To tell you the truth, when we first started the radio shows, I came across a file that had about 15 to 20 finished work poems in it. So I was able to go through and tweak it a little for what I saw wrong with it. So at the time, I don't know why, what I was feeling at the time I originally wrote it, to answer your question.
It seems like there's somebody that's really close to you that's emotional. It's a hell of a poem. It's just amazing. Amongst the dreams of scared little boys. It's just an amazing little poem you got here. It's kind of
thank you, man.
Heartbreaking. It's a little heartbreaking and sad, but it's just wow, that's amazing. You did a great job with this.
Now I see through there too. Also, there are lines that I had written down. An inspiration, if I've got writer's block, I'll just collect phrases, sentence, hook lines, anything like that. Because you're fuzzy and make perfect mistakes is one of them. There are a couple. Hmm. So you sometimes think and you sometimes don't. You keep crashing my emotional state.
Every single line is just amazing. Every line is wonderful in this.
Thank you, Kevin.
Awesome comment, Wayne. And AP?
Good, very good.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like the last line sort of arrived first, Hatter. It's almost like you wrote backwards to the last line. Or maybe the line 2 and line 4 in that first and fourth stanza. Because of that, it's sort of interesting because you sort of you have a sense of where you're going, but you're not quite sure. And so there's that sort of sense of sort of unease, for want of a better word, about the right. And so it sort of fits well with how it sits on the page. So I thought it was really interesting.
Thank you, AP. Yeah, I thought it worked too. This one is pieced together, probably more than any other
yeah.
write I have.
Yeah.
But I thought it worked.
Yeah,
it still came out great though.
But thank you, AP.
Okay.
Okay, well, if you guys take a look on the board, I put up the topic link for Crystal for tomorrow. She wants people to click on and choose one noun, one verb, one adjective, and one conjunction, and then use those
yep.
four choices to inspire a poem, and that's tomorrow at 9 Eastern. So
yep.
check that out. And in the meantime, I think we will just go home, and I
cool.
want to say thank you, Heather. Thank you, AP. Thank you, Sky. And thank you, Wayne. I appreciate you guys calling.
Well, I appreciate
in.
It. I've got to get to bed.
Thank you.
I got a long trip in the morning.
I was just going to say, be careful on your trip, and we'll see you tomorrow. And I want to thank Bud and Frank for the audio clips. Much appreciated. That hour and 20 minutes flew by, and I appreciate getting to spend it with all of you. So on that note, let's blow this pop stand.
Have fun.
And
thanks,
Bob. Night, thank you. Heather,
okay.
what song you
thanks,
ready for? Me?
What?
What song do you want to hear?
I can't hear you.
What song do you want to go out
with? Yeah. How about, pick some Motown. You still have the Motown file?
I sure do. Let me mosey on down to the letter M and see what we got here. Okay, so... we have let's see so many. Okay, I'm gonna pick one that you like, Hatter. So here we go. Love and respect, everyone.
Gonna Dance. Great song.
You would like that one.
Yeah, thank you.
Great way to end the show. The hour flew by, almost an hour and a half. That was perfect.
It did.
Excellent poetry. Nice little group of people. I had a good time. And now we are out of here. They are live over at Poetic Slice of Life, everyone. Christmas in July. I think that's what's up tonight. I'm trying to double check as I speak real quick. Yeah, they do once a month, they introduce everyone to a new word. Tonight's word is jewel stemning, which is Norwegian for Christmas spirit, especially decorating trees and lighting candles. So wherever that word took people, that's what they were asking for. So that's happening right now at Poetic Slice of Life with Kay and Stephen. And tune in tomorrow night with Crystal Hope. And we out of here. Thanks, Hatter. Love and respect, everyone.
Thank you, Deborah. Goodbye.